All right, getting prepped now for the spring sports season for the Atlantic Trojans. We're catching up now here with tennis coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Parks, and thank you to KJN for covering all our athletes, especially the tennis program.
Yeah, we're getting out there and getting after it. I know the weather certainly hasn't cooperated for anybody spring sports-wise here yet, but have you had a chance to get a little work in here so far?
Yeah, we're starting to get some things accomplished. We're looking for some warmer weather, but at least it's been dry, so we've been able to get on the courts and get a lot of work in as far as fundamentals. You know, we're really focused on that now, starting to move towards putting together our lineup. So we're still working, though.
Well, we'll start off here maybe on the girls' side. Talk about the group you got there, kind of how the composition of this year's team is made up.
Yeah, girls, we've had 33 show up for the girls' side of things, 20 boys, but 53 becomes a number you have to manage, and you got to be organized at practice to try to get anything done. But just really like not only the numbers on the girls' side, but some of the potential tennis players that we have here. I think, for this year, we've got a good battle for our top six spots, but we're also really excited for our freshmen and sophomores, and the state has allowed eighth graders to come practice too, so we've picked up a couple that didn't want to do any track here to help that out. But it's been a real battle now here heading into the last week before we actually play matches. And good senior leadership. Rio Johnson is probably going to play our number one as we look at that right now. Kiara Olson, also a senior, both those girls back from last year. And Quincy Sorensen, who's a junior. Those are probably our top three. I don't see that changing much. I see it changing as far as who's playing one, two, and three. But those three have really kind of separated themselves. Then we have a host of girls that are trying to get those bottom three spots in the 4, 5, 6 position on our varsity level. And, Mary McCurdy's a junior. Jade Harder's a junior. Danny Bennett, a sophomore, has kind of broke into the lineup a little bit, along with Genevieve McCullough, a junior. Alex Garcia, a senior, and Brooke Vandeven are also a senior. So those girls are going to really be battling out here the next couple days.
Yeah, so some big numbers, and I guess one side of that is it probably creates good competition, at least out there for you. You've got a lot of bodies that have the potential to go out there and try to fight for spots. Of course, it makes it difficult, too, when you only have so many spots that can play. But, you got to have some good battles, I'm sure, out there.
Well, definitely. And tennis is a little bit different than some of the other sports as far as, it's a game that you can play well into, your late ages. And we're seeing that with a little bit of pickleball, which has gained a lot of popularity with the elder generation, but also some youth too. So it's not just one age group, and tennis has kind of always been that game also. So we're seeing an array of people playing the sport. And I think that's what's generated our interest also.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that too. Do you think there's any reason why your numbers are so high? Is it just kind of spread between gals that have played and talking to their friends and saying, hey, I love doing this? Or is it just kind of come and go?
I think I've always thought our best recruiters are our players themselves. And, I think we try to be organized and try to, put them in the best situation possible to get better at the sport. And it's always kind of nice that, springtime, it's supposed to be a little bit nicer weather. At least it will be towards the end. But, the only problem really with tennis and the spring sports is they're just so short of a season. And, so the girls come out and they know it's going to be short, it's going to be quick. And, they seem to have a lot of fun.
Well, kind of focus here on the boys' side a little bit too. Now, what are some of the top returners you have there?
Well, our boys' side, again, we've got three players back from our varsity lineup last year. Clevi Johnson is leading that crowd, senior this year, doing a great job. But Nolan Waters and Easton O'Brien, a junior and a senior also, doing a great job of leading our guys. They played at the bottom, portion of our ladder last year in the 5 and 6 spots, so they've moved up quite a bit. But we look for them to be successful, and they're doing a great job in practice. But kind of the same thing as the girls. We've got a whole host of guys 20 of them out, but you know, we've got probably 10 of them trying to vie for those last three spots, which is a good problem to have. But you know, early on here, Kinnick Jewell, sophomore, has really impressed Nick Bennett, a junior, Michael Hotze, a senior, Alex Rosenbaum, a senior. Reed Woodard is kind of tried to break into the lineup a little bit. He's only a sophomore also, but Isaac Henson, also a senior, I think could potentially break in there as well.
So yeah, lots of good competition going on there too, and that's kind of one of those things too. This is just almost similar to how it happens on the golf side, where you know, week in and week out, you got to keep playing well. You want to keep holding on to those spots. You know, you're kind of battling for that all the time. So that's that incentive, I guess, to keep your game high.
Yeah, the competition level at practice has been great, and it has to be. You know, if you want a chance to break into that, you know, top six positions, you're going to have to compete every day. And you know, that's something that we tell our kids: you're being evaluated every day, and it's not just on the tennis court; it's also in school and the community. And we want them to be good people too. And so that's important as well, as not only just hitting the tennis ball around.
Well, and I'm sure kind of with that type of numbers, you've got a wide variety of experience out there as well, some that may be just kind of learning the sport along the way. So early in the season, are you kind of just focusing on fundamentals? Is that what you start with?
Yeah, you try to break everything down right away and just get the fundamentals going. And then, you know, you try to progress a little bit quicker just because it's such a short season. So we're really kind of moving fast now and trying to get in a little bit into the strategy. But then we always fall back on some of our fundamentals as we're doing certain drills anyway. You know, those drills might be more accustomed to what we want to see on the courts as far as, you know, where we're trying to put the ball in doubles and how we're trying to serve. But it comes back to those fundamentals. So we try to keep everything involved and moving forward, and it can be tough sometimes with over 50 kids out there.
Well, and I'm sure too, part of it too that's maybe unique is the mental aspect of it once you do get into competition, because the kids kind of have to be prepared to, you know, see kind of what's going on in their match, make their own adjustments on the fly, because there's a lot going on at once, and you've got to kind of work through that as you go.
Definitely. You know, the way tennis is set up, the rules of the sport, we only get so many coaching opportunities in between points and so when on changeovers and such. So that doesn't allow us to coach after every single, you know, hit or every single point. So for us, it's critical that they identify, you know, who are they playing, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and hey, what can I do and how can I stay, you know, in that offensive mind of trying to score.
When you do get out there in competition here early on this season, what's, I guess, some of the most important things you're kind of watching for as a coach?
Well, we're just trying to be consistent. You know, serving is such an important factor in tennis. You've got to get your serve in to have a chance to win. So that's been a real key for us early on. But then just being consistent with keeping the ball in play usually is going to win you a lot of points early on. You know, towards the end of the season, you have to become a little more strategic. But right now, it's pretty generic. You know, get your serve in and keep the ball in play, and you can have some success. So, you know, just done a great job with our assistants. Trace Peterson's working mostly with servers every day at practice and doing some serving drills. And, you know, we've really come a long way there since the first day. And then Tori Dolch is also an assistant this year for us. She's been working a lot on ground strokes and just teaching the young people scoring and some of the game and some of the fundamentals as far as that's concerned. And then James Northwick, who's been with us, you know, forever, seems like he's a volunteer assistant, but when he shows up, he works, you know, pretty much with doubles exclusively and trying to help our doubles pairings on what they're trying to do out there. So I can't say enough about those three.
Yeah, lots to learn, and good to have that help out there for sure. Well, Coach, we appreciate you kind of getting us introduced to the team here this year. We'll look forward to following them along and catching up with you here throughout the season. Good luck managing those numbers out there.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And again, thank you, KJ Ann.
All right, that's Atlantic Tennis Coach Mike McDermott.